Welcome to Spooky Shorts from the Neatcast. This is our fourth episode?
This would be your fourth.
We have one more coming tomorrow, so this is the second to last.
Woo.
And today I'm going to kind of step down and let Zach tell some spooky personal stories, because Zach has so many scary stories in his life, I want him to just tell a few of them.
Yeah, Zach just lives in a Stephen King novel.
There's a reason why Stephen King likes to vacation up around New England, because it's freaking creepy up here.
Yeah. Zach lives on the set of In Search Of.
I don't know if these will be as creepy and as scary as the stuff
sorry.
I told you last time, but...
just you saying the word creepy scared me.
Oh, okay. Did you wet yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
But go on.
You okay. Might want to get a diaper then.
Oh, we should all shut our lights off.
Hell no. Ooh. Ghosts attack me when I... Okay, fine.
There we go.
I'll do it. Oh, fuck! Jesus Christ! My fucking microphone!
You know, like, just stay right there. You're good.
Just don't move.
Oh, God.
Oh, now it's... Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's getting creepy.
This is perfect.
All right.
Do you have a flashlight? So you can tell the story with, like, a flashlight in your face?
I
or, like,
could.
Hold on your phone or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's campfire level.
Mike, you look like an actual ghost. You are, like, so white and reflective, even in the dark.
So, one of the cryptids I believe you talked about a while ago was the Will-O-the-Wisp. Correct, Mike?
Ooh. We haven't done a full segment on those, but we mentioned them. I mentioned getting to them at some point.
So you know a little bit more about these. And as you were, do you remember much about it?
I know that they're kind of like a fairy light, like a little orb of light that kind of leads you into the woods with the whole intention of getting you lost.
So it's an atmospheric ghost light that is seen by travelers at night around bogs, swamps, and marshes. Now... As you were talking about this, I was thinking, going, I don't know if this is what I've seen, but I saw something similar. When I was growing up, my father liked to take me out hunting a lot, and the land that we used to go on was away from town. There weren't a lot of houses nearby. So we.
What'd you guys hunt?
Turkey, bear, deer.
Liberals?
Children.
Human. Human. Liberals.
The ultimate sport. So we had we went to this private land, and we there was this nice big field that you could set up, and you could see any of the animals as they would be making their way out, you know, either at the end of the day or early morning. And most of your hunting was done in the early morning. And my dad had told me how he at some point out in this field where there used to be an old farmhouse, he would see, you know, some sort of what he thought was fireflies, you know, and we do have those. And one time we were set up, he wasn't with me. We kind of spread out and watched different parts of the field. And while I'm sitting there up in the tree stand looking over the field, I start hearing this little humming noise, like a light humming. And from the other side of the field comes this little, it looks like an illumination. And It looks, as it's getting closer, there's two of them, and they appear to be kind of chasing each other. One's an off.
Did you go after them like a white girl in a horror movie?
No, I was at a tree stand. So they continue to come into the field, and it's before daylight. You've gotten into the woods, and you're set up at, like, you know, quarter of five, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it may be. And they make their way into the field, and it's not music, but it's something that's like just a hum. And they seem to be chasing each other around, and they don't get quite close to me so that I can see them, but there's definitely two orbs that are illuminated in this field. That's probably, I'm guessing the field is like an acre, maybe an acre and a half.
Classic liberal behavior.
It is. So, but I didn't have my liberal tag, so I couldn't take him out of season. So this went on for maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, just chasing and following each other. And they would come, they would illuminate, and then they kind of fade away and then appear in a different part. I don't know what the hell it was, but when you were talking about the Will-O-the-Wisp, it wasn't quite, to my knowledge, trying to entice me somewhere but I sure as shit was not getting down out of my tree stand to go see what these things were.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
It was very obviously one of two things. It was either a firefly or the fairies from The Legend of Zelda.
Did it refill your health when you touched it?
No, but it was...
You didn't touch
it. How many hearts?
Hey, listen!
God, over and Navi. Over and over again.
Shot it right there.
He just shot it dead. I got myself a will-o'-the-wisp, huh?
We're gonna mount it.
It's like in Labyrinth when she picks up one of the little fairies, except it bites me, so I shoot it in the face. Yeah. Doesn't have a head anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna light our living room, baby.
Use the slug instead of the bird shot. My bad. Just explodes the body of the fairy. So that was a weird experience. It wasn't necessarily creepy, but I was not going to mess around with whatever it was.
Yeah. It could only have lured you out to the woods if it was like Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God. If you're from New York, you're dead. That's it. That's the end. What's your second terrifying story?
So second one, I don't know if I told this one or not. It did happen down in Gilmington, but it wasn't a part of the potential UFO stories that I had over those three summers. It was in a different part. It was still at my cousin's house. I forget where my parents had gone and my cousins had gone, but I was at the house by myself. And there's a small brook that runs by the house down to Crystal Lake, where Jason Voorhees lives. So,
oh my God,
you do live in a horror movie.
I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna just go for a walk. This is probably when I'm like 12. I'm just gonna walk along the brook. I've never walked along the brook. So I go walking for a while, probably, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just walking through the woods. And all of a sudden I get to a point and you get that weird feeling where you're being watched. And right when I started feeling that feeling and the back of the hair on the back of your neck starts standing up, everything goes quiet.
Oh no. You're talking about the sensation that happens before a flesh gate attacks. We talked about this.
So,
panic in the woods is what it's called.
So,
fuck that.
Birds stop chirping. Squirrels aren't making noises. Nothing's making a noise. And I get this feeling just in front of me that something's there, but I don't see anything. I can't tell if there's anything out there, but I just get this odd feeling that there's something in front of me and nothing's making noise because of it. So I'm going to go back to the house. And the 20 minute walk out was fine. It probably took a good 5 minutes till I heard animals again. And I was walking at a nice brisk pace back towards the house. Once I started hearing the birds and everything again, okay, great. But it was the longest, maybe 5 minutes. It may have been less, but it took forever, what it seemed like, for the forest to come alive again and feel safe.
Yeah. That every single cryptid encounter story starts with all the noise in the woods is muted. So it's good that you got the fuck out of there, because a Bigfoot was about to start rubbing your shoulders.
Something.
Giving you like a shoulder massage. You seem tense.
Riv, you hike a lot. Has anything weird ever happened to you?
No.
Wow, that's a terrifying story.
I mean, this one time, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and a deer shit next to my tent, but that's about it.
Oh, God.
We saw a moose one time. That sounded terrifying, but no.
Moose are terrifying.
No Bigfoot sightings. There is a place up by me we just saw on a show. There's like this whole like Bigfoot lodge where you can like rent, and this dude takes you out in the woods and does like Bigfoot calls and tries to get Bigfoot to come. And it just sounds like he's like grunting and then nothing happens. And he's like, but we had a good time. It's like, yeah. And you made $800.
It sounds like you sign up for that if you want to get molested by this man.
And then he also says, but we had a good time.
We had a good time.
It's just like canned answer for every end of that experience.
Zach, let's save your final story for the next short.
Okay.
So thank you for listening to our fourth spooky short for the Neatcast. Let's all give our best creepy laughs.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, that's Santa. You fucking ruined everything.